Dynamic Electric, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian, it's Aubrey with Local Splash.
Hey, hold on one second. Let me switch over to AirPod mode.
Yes, sir. Excuse me. Yes, sir. You sound a little far away, but I can hear you.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with these AirPods. They've been, everyone says that. Can you hear me okay to communicate?
I can. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so questions I have. So let's see. So you need information in order to verify my Google business profile, right?
Correct. And that's if you didn't want us to just pull it from the verification you already have. Mm-hmm.
Well, no. So I'm confused, though. Can you help me clarify? Why do you need to verify the business if it's already been verified?
Oh, I see where the confusion is coming from here. So it's not that we're verifying the business. What we're verifying when we send over the Google verification is pictures to apply to your Google business profile. So things like, you know, workplace, so they could see the building on the picture there. And then, of course, things like your equipment, tools, things like that, we would also implement on the Google business profile. So it's basically just giving people that mental ease when they see your website pop up there on your Google business profile. So it's not that we're verifying your business legitimacy. We're just verifying tools, equipment, insurance, license, if you happen to need it for commercial work and things like that.
Okay. And you're going to, okay, so it has nothing to do with Google directly, necessarily. It's more about increasing reputation.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
That makes better sense.
Yeah, sorry about that. I guess I was a little unclear. Sorry about that.
All right. Okay, and so the package, the typical package, I think last time, what was I paying last time?
Are you asking, you said what were you paying last time?
Yeah, the last time that I was using you guys for that month, you guys had the website and everything included in it. So I'm not going to be using the website.
Right. So we'd be connecting the website that you already have, so the domain that you already own, to your Google business profile for you.
And again, that's already linked right now.
So it's not linked to the Google business profile we want to get started for you. It's going to be what we link when we get that created for you. So let's say we go ahead and process everything today. Once it gets over to our management team, they're going to begin building your Google profile, and they'll just simply link your domain to that Google profile.
Right, but I already have a Google profile.
Right. So when you're talking about the one that you had with us last time, that one is no longer in effect, right? So once you cancel subscription and things like that, you start moving down the listing, and we start taking out your account information for security purposes. So when you start back up, we create a new Google business profile for you to make sure everything is smooth.
Right. And my question is, I have an existing Google business profile right now that I'm using, that I'm managing. Why do I need another?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So if you have one that's active and being managed, so it's not being managed by us, but you have it personally being managed, we're just going to connect those for you and move it into that listing.
Okay, so you don't need to create a new Google business profile because I already have one.
Correct.
So that's not needed. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
that. Excellent. So let me go ahead and make a note of that here for you really quick for our team as well. Excuse me. Okay, perfect. So we do have that updated for you as well.
Okay. So now... All right,
so, so the process would be getting your local optimization, your complete local optimization, getting you submitted into the directories, getting your initial Bing content created for you, and then getting your coverage on computer and mobile devices, as well as, of course, you have Facebook ads in there if you wanted to use those as well.
Okay. And so that's the service that I'll be paying for, is that right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you guys, I mean, are you going to be able to, when you're doing, are you doing the, you know, the SEOs within my own website? Are you going to be, because everything mm-hmm. is linked, and it's, it mm-hmm. creates literally a web. So are you guys, when you go and create this local or this SEO content, mm-hmm. are you creating white hat backlinks?
I'm sorry, you cut out there a little bit. I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Are you creating any white hat backlinks?
Not unless it's something that you would want us to do for you, no. Mm-mm. But if it's something that you wanted us to go ahead and take care of, getting the white glove, white hat, things like that, we can go ahead and jump in and do that for you as well.
Okay. And how much would that cost in order to – and so you're saying that the package that you guys are going to offer me right now without, you know, creating a new website, without creating a new Google Business Profile, you're still mm-hmm. be able to get me on the first page. Is that right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. So that would be our platinum package. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how much was I paying before when you guys created the website and did all the other stuff?
Yes. So let me go ahead and pull that up here just for clarity. Give me 1 second here. Just finishing loading in now for you. Here we are, and this is the one that was under the 4648 number. Okay. All right, let me see here. Okay, this is the initial invoice. Let me pop over here for you. Okay, so this was the $299 package. So this was our Premier Platinum.
Okay.
Right, so this one would be the regular platinum. So just connecting all of your verifications, your website, getting the optimization, directories, and Facebook ads for you. So that's our $249.
Okay. So the website, so if I was to go with the website, it's an extra $50, is that right? Or I thought it was an extra $100.
So with this particular package, we include my sites and websites in all of them. So if you didn't need the website, it wouldn't be an extra cost on or off for you. Even if you wanted us to make you one, like let's say for whatever reason, the current domain you have has some problem with it that's not working for you or... you know, something like that, and you wanted us to make you one, we wouldn't charge you for that.
Got it. Okay. But you wouldn't necessarily get a credit for not using the service.
Right, because it comes included in all of our packages.
All right. Cool. All right. Now, does this come with the local, the local map pack? I guess that's what it's called.
The local maps? Yeah, so that's part of your optimization. Mm-hmm. Your complete Google
okay.
optimization.
Got it. All right.
So let me go ahead and let me refresh this for you here. Since I made those changes, want to make sure they stick for you. All right, perfect. So I have all of the updates currently listed for you that the management team will go over with you here, just to make sure when you go through your client interview, it'll be similar to the last one that you went through here. It's about 20, 25 minutes. Might actually be about 30 minutes this time, because we do want to, you know, go over all of the details, make sure that everything is in place properly, and then we'll go ahead and get everything started for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. that is B-R-R-E-S-S. All right, excellent. So we do already have your security question. That is Tampa. Now, did you want to keep the city you were born in security question,
yeah,
or did you want to change that?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Tampa. Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, and the only thing we do need to go ahead and do is process the payment here. And you said you were using a Visa, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then when you're ready with the card number.
And I'll have a link, the online access to your internal system, right?
The account dashboard?
Is that right? Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So, all right, so I'm ready. Card is as follows. 4999 9801 1392 5331.
All right, so to make sure I have this correct, that's 4999 9801 1392 5331.
Correct.
All right, perfect. And then the expiration.
06/27.
2027. That's June 2027. Perfect. And then the security code.
It's 297.
297. Okay. So before I process that for you here, I do have to go through our voice verification with you. If there's anything, you know, of course, that you don't understand, or if I'm talking too fast, go ahead and cut me off. We want to make sure everything is clarified for you, okay?
All right.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dynamic Electric.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Burris, President, Owner, Electrical Contractor.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
All right, perfect. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from a third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We provided you the security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? That'll be our 877 number.
Yes.
All right, perfect. So go ahead and save our 877 number as Local Splash in your contacts. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I do.
All right, excellent. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. That is September 24th of 2024 in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th in the amount of $249. That'll be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, that's our 877 number. To prevent any charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right, excellent. So give me one moment here. Let me go ahead and process that for you. Now you're going to receive the initial invoice that'll come to your cell phone as well as your email, and you'll be receiving your Welcome to Local Splash email as well. So let me know when you receive those. All right, and then while those are processing for you here, let's go ahead and set a time for your client interview. Let me see. Oh, we don't have any slots available for today. So we do have all day available for tomorrow except for 12 to 1. So anytime between 7 and 4 p.m.
Let's do tomorrow between 9 and 10.
9 and 10. Perfect. So let me go ahead and set that for you here. You'll also receive an email from me for your acceptance of the client interview. Just keep an eye out on that and setting that up for you now. Okay. Client interview. Perfect. Let's see. There we are, Dynamic Electric. All right, and did you receive the text message and the email there?
No text message.
All right, it'll be the initial invoice that you'll see there. And that is the 239. Okay. Right, perfect. And then that'll be Brian. Okay, so you should be receiving that email in just a second for your client interview there. Just let me know when that pops in for you. Boom. Okay. Can you provide me with the email one more time?
It's Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at
Dynamic
Electric, F-L as in Florida, .com.
Okay. So I did have that correct. Okay. So let's send that over one more time for you. Now, the old phone number that you had associated with us, the 940-334-4648, you no longer use that number, correct?
Well, I have it still active. I don't use the number, but I still have it active.
Okay.
I don't want to
okay.
use it anymore.
Okay. Just want to make a note of that here so we know, you know, not to put that on your profile and not to use that. Okay, perfect, perfect.
Yeah. And I got the email.
Ah, excellent, excellent. Okay, so in the initial invoice, it'll have the subscription terms. Just go ahead and click that. At the bottom, it'll have the signature and the date. Go ahead and fill those out. Click the confirm there for me. Let me know when you've done that. We'll go ahead and get your username sent over for you for your dashboard.
I'm also already a verified local services.
I'm sorry, you said verified local services?
Yeah, local services. With Google Local Services, I'm already verified from them. I was just scrolling and...
Gotcha.
All right. Can we go through?
Let me go ahead and refresh that here for you. Yes, it did. So you should be taken over to the account dashboard page. So your username, excuse me, your username will always be the 239 number, so 239-429-0134. And then your password will be sent over to you here in a moment in an email, okay? All right, excellent. Now just got to make sure you get the client interview email. Let's go ahead and make sure that gets through for you. All right, you'll be seeing that in about 2 seconds. Go ahead and make sure the time is correct for you and everything looks good for you. And then go ahead and click the accept.
I got it.
Perfect. Just waiting on the email on my end here for the acceptance.
Oh, and I am on Eastern time.
Eastern time. Gotcha. Gotcha. Sorry about that. That is Florida. I put it in Pacific. Give me one moment here. That's 1 o'clock Eastern. Okay, so I'm going to move that back to 6 a.m. Pacific. There we go. Okay, now make sure that looks right for you.
Got it. Man, that sucks for you guys. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
I mean, it happens.
You know? Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Why does mine say no?
I'm sorry?
Well, I'm looking at the responses and saved, and it says no.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I got the decline for it. So, let me send that for you one more time.
It sounds a little funny on the phone.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, you're all good. Okay, I resent that for you. Go ahead and make sure that looks right for you.
Okay, I'm going to go there. I'm going to hit the... What the hell, man? There we go.
Awesome. So we do have that set as well. Go ahead and get the acceptance for client. Oh, they did that quickly. So they accepted that as well. Perfect. So you are all set here. Did you have any questions for me at the moment here?
No, I think it'll all be handled tomorrow morning, I think.
All right, excellent. So if you do happen to have any questions, you can still give me a call. I am still your main point of contact here. If you can give me an email, I'll be able to respond to those as well, and we'll be able to go ahead and handle anything that comes up for you, okay? If you did need to reschedule your client interview, just send me an email. I'll be able to do it all here. Within about 5 minutes of receiving that for you, okay?
All right, that sounds good.
All right, excellent. Well, I'm excited to go ahead and get everything squared away for you, Brian. I can't wait to see your results.
Yeah, I can't wait for those either.
Absolutely. But we'll go ahead and talk to you soon, okay?
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Excellent. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.